A tape recorder is on a white table. After it starts, a man's doughy face appears, giving a threatening stare, with one eyebrow arched.
Before we start, I want you to know something. I'm not a rat. You understand? I want that on record before we start.
Okay, you are not a rat, and it's on record. Mr. Weeks, the charges against you, racketeering, extortion, kidnapping, and accomplice to murder are very serious. Am I correct in stating that you are here today to make a deal with the federal government?
Correct.
And am I correct in stating that you are going from trusted confidant to one of South Boston's most notorious and violent gangsters to government witness?
Correct.
Then I need to know everything you know about the Winter Hill Gang, the FBI, and John Connolly, and specifically what you know about your former boss and now fugitive, James Whitey Bulger.
The interviewer, a neatly dressed man in his 50s, leans in earnestly.
What's that?
One side of his face rises in a dull sneer. 1975. Weeks, his hair a shock of curls, watches the street. South Boston. Three men strut down the sidewalk.
Sorry, buddy. I can't let you in.
Yeah, let's go, man. I'm friends with Jimmy.
Really?
Yeah.
You with Jimmy?
Yeah.
Oh, I still can't let you in.
Who the fuck are you?
My guy who works here. You probably don't remember this, but you were here last Saturday night with a few of your friends around 2 or 3 in the morning. You took a piss up against the bar. And that's frowned upon here. But if you go down to Brannigan's...
He points.
Just right down there, they'll let you take a shit in the middle of the floor if that's what you want to do. But you can't do it here.
They grin.
All right. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, we'll go. Hey, look. No hard feelings, okay?
Fuck out of
my fucking way, you fucking retard.
A headbutt splits the bridge of Weeks' nose. Weeks smiles.
So if guy wants to dance, come on. Step the fuck up.
She's all fired up. She knows he's over at the home club, running in his mouth again. She go over there, she got a little fork in her pocket, you know. She walk right in there, tap him on the shoulder, take his fucking eye out, right there, in front of everybody. And Connors was fucking in there. He couldn't even look. He had to look away.
Connors ain't no tough guy. The Nucci whipped his ass in 59.
Of course he did. He's a professional fighter.
Yeah, so is Connor.
Connor's a tough kid, but, you know, Joe DiNucci's the real thing. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm saying that Connors didn't want no part of this project.
Hey, you know something?
What?
For 15 straight minutes, I've been watching you putting your big, fat fucking fingers into your disgusting mouth, which is filled with God knows what kind of fucking bacteria. And then you take the same big, fat, fucking filthy fingers and you stuff them back into the bowl that is there for public consumption. And what the fuck are you thinking, John?
Well, I wasn't thinking, Jimmy. I'm sorry.
Just don't do it again.
Jimmy, sorry to bother you. We got trouble outside.
A lean man in his 40s, white hair slicked back tight against his head, listens calmly. His three companions follow Jimmy to the street. He wears tight jeans, the collar popped on his leather jacket. Weeks is losing the fight 3-1. Jimmy folds his arms and watches. He narrows his eyes.
Put a stop to it.
Charlie!
That fuck!
Charlie, he's a fucking kid, Charlie!
Charlie!
Come on!
The fuck, he's fucking dead!
Charlie, come here.
What the fuck, Jimmy?
Shut up.
You're fucking going? Dead. Come
hey,
back.
Where are you?
Did I fucking tell you to shut up? You listen to me. I won't say it twice. Get in the fucking box.
Come on, pretty boy.
One of Jimmy's pals watches the others go back inside.
Hey, you know, Charlie, the guy you just beaten on?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Charlie McTiernan. Married to one of Jimmy's cousins.
Weeks' face is smeared with blood. He glares at no one, then looks at the other man.
How the fuck am I supposed to know that?
I don't know.
The guy walks away.
Good luck, kid.
Weeks hangs his head. Daytime. Weeks leans his back against the chain-link fence, his swollen face bearing a jagged gouge from his forehead to his cheek. He glances down the sidewalk, frowning. A dark car pulls up near Weeks. He peers cautiously into the car where two men sit. Jimmy steps out of the driver's side, nodding to Weeks.
Get in the fucking car.
He hesitates, then reaches for the back door.
No. You drive.
Jimmy gets in the back seat. They fly past bare trees along a river. A tough-looking goon with collar-length brown hair watches Weeks from the corner of his eye. Weeks watches Jimmy in the rearview mirror. The blue sedan pulls into an isolated, overgrown paved area. A boat sits on a stand, a stone's throw from the river which runs past the fence around the property.
Are we meeting Camillo out here? What the fuck, Jimmy? What are we doing here? I mean...
Kill the engine.
Jimmy, look, I'm sorry. I was doing my job.
Shut the fuck up.
Jimmy hammers on the other guy while Weeks watches. Weeks tees off from Jimmy's look and joins in. His bloody face bounces off the window as Weeks takes over the beating. Jimmy hauls the dazed man out by the hair. Weeks squats next to him and lifts him up by the hair. Jimmy watches.
Right, that's enough. You got something I like, kid. It's Kevin, right? Meet Joey Angiulo.
They leave the man spread eagle on the asphalt.
Just fucking like that, I was one of hell. And that was a big deal to me.
A bird's eye view of Boston.
What'd you do?
The everyday small time stuff, the rackets, driving around, making pickups, checking on our vending machines, you know. Listening to Mickey bullshit.
So this guy at the Libra Lounge in Revere over there is telling me that the porn stars in California, they eat a lot of celery before they're gonna perform, you know?
Wait, whoa, stop for a second. That's old Miss Cody. Mick, you remember old Mrs. Cody?
Of course I do.
Going strong, look at her.
She carefully pulls a metal cart down a steep sidewalk.
Pardon me, Mrs. Cody, but I think I smell a little shepherd's pie sneaking out of that bag there, am I right?
I live and breathe, it's Jimmy.
It is.
When did you get out of Alcatraz?
That's nearly 10 years ago now, Mrs. Corey.
More than a minute.
Well, it's wonderful to have you back in the neighborhood, son.
You remember Mickey, don't you?
Mickey. How are you, sweetheart? It's nice to see you. You know this kid, Kev, your paper boy, right?
Yeah, talk a little bit, huh?
Make sure everything gets put away nice. You know, she got everything she needs.
The truth of the matter is, a lot of people in Southie love Jimmy.
She hugs him.
And you'd include John Connolly in that group?
Especially John Connolly. I mean, he grew up in the projects a few doors down from the Bulger brothers. He was tight with Billy, but like every other kid in the neighborhood, he was in awe of Jimmy. The story goes, when he was growing up, Connolly was taking a beating from some guys, and Jimmy stepped in and saved his ass, I guess.
Now come home to focus on this office's top priority, which is ridding the north end of the Italian mafia led by Gennaro Angiulo.
He's a hell of a cop, he's a straight shooter, and well, we're damn lucky to have him. Welcome, John.
They shake hands. John is tall and broad-shouldered.
You know, Southie kids, we went straight from playing cops and robbers on the playground to doing it for real in the streets.
A doorman greets him.
Just like on the playground, it wasn't always easy to tell who's who.
There he is. Oh, John. How are you?
If I'm buying anyone, I'm buying Gary Carter. That kid is a star in the making.
Which is why it'll never happen.
Not in a million fucking years. You know why?
Because it's the socks.
They sit in a plush club room.
So seriously, what do I call you now? I mean, is it Billy? Or I gotta call you Senator?
Oh, come on. I'm the one drooling here, Mr. FBI hero. How's the wife? How's Marianne?
Great. Can't complain.
John takes in the setting.
Okay, look at you. Look at you.
They sit in deep leather chairs.
I haven't forgotten where we came from.
Don't you ever do that again. I don't see you throw the first punch. Throw the first two punches.
Lunch is served on a white linen tablecloth.
Yeah, I gotta get down to the old harbor.
You ought to, John. Ma would love to see you.
How's your brother? How is Jimmy?
Jimmy's Jimmy. You know, why do you ask?
Well, it's no secret the South has been in war zone lately. What, it was 60, 70 slayings?
But your brother and his Winter Hill boys, they're still out there. They must be doing something right, right?
Billy smiles and rubs his hands together, looking down.
All right, John, let's call this what it is. You're jerking me off under the table to get to Jimmy.
Billy.
Jimmy's business is Jimmy's business. It sure as hell ain't none of mine.
John stares at him plainly.
I got an edict to eradicate the mafia.
Billy's eyes dart.
And I know that Jimmy and Stephen Fleming are muscling in on their numbers records and their venom machines. And I know that this ain't sitting very well with Angelo.
Don't want to hear this.
We need to hear this, Billy.
Billy looks out the window.
Your brother is wading into some very dark waters.
John sets down his FBI business card. Billy eyes it.
No. We all need friends. Even Jimmy. Even you. Nobody gets out on their own. Ain't that right, Senator?
Billy slides it back.
You know what, John? Good to see you doing so well. Really, it is. Give my regards to the boys of the plaza.
Listen, you don't want to give that to Jimmy, fine, but just tell him I said.
He holds open his hands.
Hello, and I'm back.
Oh, if Jimmy wants to get in touch, he'll find you, trust me.
You ought to come over to dinner sometime. Mary and the kids would love to see you.
Billy exits past other diners.
Robert, how are things?
How are you, Senator?
Good to see you.
John sits back and pockets the card.